Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
When it comes to Bailey, take the over. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Wednesday, September 28th. I am Frank Sanfield, joined by Scott White. And if you are watching this on YouTube, you're probably wondering, why is Frank orange? Well, I'm trying to figure it out myself. I'm having a whole bunch of technical difficulties trying to get it figured out.
It's just making me look even paler than I am.
I'm sorry.
It's actually doing you favors, not me so much.
Let's talk about a few pitchers, Scott. For those who play in daily lineup leagues, they might be looking for streamers over the final week or so of the season. And I've got four names here for you, Scott. Hunter Green, awesome once again at the Pirates. 6 innings, 1 unearned run, 10 strikeouts in that one. Bailey Ober, who I mentioned in the intro, had a career night up against the White Sox. 7 1/3 shutout, 10 strikeouts in that game. Mitch Keller, solid once again. He has a 2.0 ERA over his last 5 starts. And Bryce Elder actually pitched on Monday for the Braves, and he threw a 6-hit shutout at the Washington Nationals, with 6 strikeouts in that game. So we've got four names here, Scott. Bryce Elder, the final matchup. Looks like he could face the Marlins, so obviously that would be great. Mitch Keller versus the Cardinals. We got Bailey Ober at the Tigers, and Hunter Green versus the Cubs. How would you rank those four?
Well, I like 3 of the 4 for their final matchup. The one I don't like is Mitch Keller. So, you know, obviously that's a tough matchup going against the Cardinals. And I'm still a little iffy on how good he actually is. So let's leave him out and just talk about Hunter Green, Bryce Elder, Bailey Ober. I think that's the order I'd go in. But we'll get into it. Clearly, Hunter Green, number one of the three. He has just been throwing smokes in 3 starts since returning from the IL. He averaged 101 miles per hour, averaged in the first start back, remember. It was down to a more modest 98.6 in this one. But, you know, still the Pirates were powerless to stop it. That fastball, even with high velocity, hasn't always played like an elite pitch for Green, but it did in this one. He got 9 of his 18 swinging strikes on it. No reservations about starting him against the Cubs. I'll say Bryce Elder over Bailey Ober, because I'm still not totally sure Ober is better than a 5-inning pitcher. 7 1/3 in this one. Awesome. He had only twice gone even 6 this year prior to this, and only twice went 6 last year too. So facing the Tigers, I expect the results will be good, but will he go long enough for it to amount to much in fantasy? I don't know. I mean, it's obviously not a bad idea to use him. He limits hits because he puts so many balls in the air, good swing strike rate as well. But is the upside the same as it is for Bryce Elder, who will be going against the Marlins after just throwing a complete game shutout against the Nationals? And great ground ball pitcher. The sinker has a lot of movement on it, and it was, at least against the Nationals, it was freezing a lot of guys. They were taking it because it looked like it was out of the zone, and then it moved back into the zone for a called strike. It was pretty impressive to watch. And, you know, 4 awesome starts in a row for Elder. 2 of them have come against the Marlins, the team he's scheduled to face next. And in those 2 starts against the Marlins, Elder allowed a combined 1 earned run on a combined 5 hits with a combined 16 strikeouts in 13 innings.
Pretty damn good. Pretty good stuff there for Bryce Elder. I do have four young hitters, Scott. I just want to get your thoughts on as well. Not that many people are making waiver wire pickups, but, you know, could just kind of figure out if we're liking these guys for the future, so on and so forth. Gabriel Arias is a borderline top 10 prospect with the Guardians. He's played two games since being called up, and he's looked pretty good in those games. Not so great in the minors this season for him. Tristan Casas is coming to life. He went 3-for-4 with his fifth home run. Three of his five home runs have gone to the opposite field. I find that pretty interesting. Matt Wallner is a big power prospect with the Twins. He hit a skyscraping home run here on Tuesday with a 45-degree launch angle. And then Josh Young, prospect with the Rangers, he had a double dong here on Tuesday, striking out a lot, though, Scott. So what do you think about these four? Arias, Casas, Wallner, Josh Young.
Yeah, in all four of these cases, I see it more as a scouting for next year situation. Casas and Young are different caliber of prospect than Wallner and Arias. I do like Wallner's power potential, but there's a lot of strikeout potential too. But yeah, I think the two to focus on here are Casas and Young. Casas, in his last six games, 7-for-18 with three home runs, seven walks versus four strikeouts. And you mentioned the opposite field power. So he looks like he's already beginning to live up to that very strong hitter profile that are in comparison to guys like Freddie Freeman, Joey Votto in the minors. Not saying he's definitely going to be that. Of course, the odds are against it. But if you're talking about best case scenario for Tristan Casas, that's the caliber of hitter you're talking about. And for Josh Young, yes, the strikeouts have been out of control, but three in his past five games. So maybe they're starting to get under control. Strikeouts certainly weren't a problem for him in the minors.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.